The blue dot is moving southward and the red dot is moving eastward. The distance between them, represented by the white line, decreases and reaches a minimum value and then increases. When the dots are closest, their velocity components along the white line are equal. Motion related to red dot is simpler. The red dot is at rest, surface moving west, and the blue dot is moving southwest. The reverse velocity of the red dot shown in green is added to the velocity of the blue dot to get the velocity of the blue dot related to the red dot. The closest distance is got by dropping a perpendicular onto the line of motion of the blue dot related to the red dot. Related to blue dot, the red dot seems to move northeast. The reverse velocity of the blue dot shown in green is added to the velocity of the red dot to get the velocity of the red dot related to the blue dot. The closest distance is got by dropping a perpendicular onto the line of motion of the red dot related to the blue dot. The time elapsed between the initial moments and the moment when the dots are closest, and the distance between the dots when they are closest are same, related to red dot or blue dot or the ground observer. In analyzing motion, we mostly use the reference of the ground observer. In case there are more than one moving object, it would be useful to switch to a reference frame of one of the moving objects. Do note that the interval between events and the distance between the positions where the events happen are independent of the observer.